from Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, an appeals court increases former President Yoon Suk-yeol's sentence to 7 years in prison for obstructing his arrest after the 2024 martial law incident. The Fair Trade Watchdog decides to recognize Kim Bom-seok, founder of Coupang, as the controlling shareholder of the e-commerce giant. And the United Arab Emirates plans to withdraw from the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and the wider OPEC Plus after nearly 60 years of membership. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. An appeals court has sentenced former President Yoon Suk-yeol to 7 years in prison on charges including obstruction of arrest related to his 2024 martial law declaration, increasing the term from 5 years in the lower court. The Seoul High Court on Wednesday found him guilty of abusing his authority in the process of convening a cabinet meeting to review his martial law plan on December 3, 2024, saying he excluded seven ministers from notification and infringed on the deliberation rights of two others who were unable to attend despite being notified. The court also upheld the legality of the corruption official's attempt to execute an arrest warrant, saying that allowing access to the presidential residence did not pose a significant threat to national interests, given the gravity of the charges. The court further ruled that Yoon's instructions to spread false information defending his declaration to foreign media constituted an abuse of power. Citing the seriousness of the offenses and the broad affirmation of earlier findings, the court said a heavier sentence was warranted, raising the prison term to 7 years. Yoon's defense counsel said that the defendant will appeal the ruling. The South Korean Fair Trade Watchdog has decided to recognize Kim Bom-seok, founder of Coupang, better known as Bum Kim, as the controlling shareholder of the e-commerce giant. The Fair Trade Commission announced the decision Wednesday, placing ultimate responsibility for the business with the chief executive and chairman of Coupang's U.S.-based parent company, Coupang Incorporated. Since the FTC reclassified the e-commerce company as a large business group in 2021, the regulator had recognized its South Korean entity, Coupang Corporation, as the controlling shareholder of its business operations here, rather than specifying an individual, as is the norm. The FTC explained that this is no longer appropriate since it found that Kim's younger brother, Kim Yoo-seok, has worked as a vice president of the company with a role in its South Korean operations. The move comes as the South Korean government is tightening its oversight of the U.S.-listed company in the wake of last year's massive personal information leak. Coupang said it would file an administrative lawsuit to clarify the matter. The United Arab Emirates will withdraw from the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and the wider OPEC Plus, which includes Russia and other allies, after nearly 60 years of membership. In a statement carried by the state-run WAM news agency on Tuesday, the UAE said the decision to leave OPEC effective Friday reflects its long-term strategic and economic vision and evolving energy profile, and that it was time to focus on the national interest. UAE Energy Minister Suhail Mohammed Al-Mazrui told Reuters that the UAE had not discussed the issue with any other country, and that when free from OPEC obligations, it would have more flexibility to ensure it was attaining to future requirements of the world. The UAE's exit comes after it accused OPEC's de facto leader, Saudi Arabia, and other Arab states of not doing enough to protect it from Iranian attacks during the war. The departure of UAE, OPEC's third largest oil producer prior to the Iran war, will weaken the oil cartel's control over global oil supplies, as Gulf oil producers struggle to export through the Strait of Hormuz due to Iran's effective shutdown. Minister of Health and Welfare Jong Eun-kyung says more proactive measures will be taken to support vulnerable groups and ensure stable supplies of medicines and medical products amid shortage concerns linked to the ongoing crisis in the Middle East. Zhang made the comments on Wednesday as she presided over a meeting of related ministries to inspect emergency welfare and economic response measures. She stressed that given the uncertainties of the conflict, a lack of preemptive action could cause greater harm to vulnerable members of society. During the meeting, officials discussed the implementation of economic assistance measures, the supplementary budget, and action on supply and demand for medical products. The Labor Ministry said it plans to quickly implement extra spending to support youth jobs, protect vulnerable workers, and boost flexible work arrangements to help reduce traffic and conserve energy. A Suwon court has issued a detention warrant for the owner of a metal cleaning company who allegedly assaulted a foreign worker and caused serious injury by blasting air into his body. The Suwon District Court convened a hearing on Tuesday to review the case and subsequently issued the warrant for the man in his 60s, citing risks of flight and the destruction of evidence. The owner of the company in Hwasong, Gyeonggi Province, stands accused of causing special bodily injury by using a compressed air gun to discharge air through the anus of a Thai worker in his 40s in February. The worker is receiving treatment for a traumatic rectal perforation. Foreigners who visited South Korea to see K-pop sensation BTS's comeback show in Seoul's Gwanghwamun area on March 21st and world tour concerts in Goyang, Gyeonggi Province this month stayed longer and spent more money than general tourists. According to an analysis of data from the Tourism Ministry and other agencies on Wednesday, visitors who came to see the Gwanghwamun performance stayed 8.7 days on average and spent 3.53 million won, or around $2,400. Those who came for the Goyang concerts between April 9th and 12th stayed 7.4 days on average and spent 2.91 million won. In comparison, general foreign tourists during the first quarter stayed 6.1 days on average and spent 2.45 million won. The Daehua area near the concert venue in Goyang in particular saw a 35-fold increase in the number of foreign visitors from a year earlier, and their spending rose by a factor of 38. The Naro Space Center will be fully open to private sector launches from the second half of 2027. The Korea Aerospace Administration and the Korea Aerospace Research Institute said Wednesday that they have begun preparations such as creating guidelines and safety procedures for companies to safely use launch site facilities and equipment at the Space Center in Gohung, South Jeolla Province. The agencies discussed the transition from state-led to civilian-led launches at the fourth Aerospace SOS meeting, which included companies in the space transportation sector. The companies expressed difficulties in having to consider overseas or sea-based launches because South Korea lacks a private launch site. In response, the space agency said the Naro Space Center, which has been used exclusively for operating the nation's flagship Naro and Nuri launch vehicles, will open up to them once the private launch site is completed next year. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 49.88 points, or 0.75% on Wednesday, to close at 6,690.9. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 4.68 points, or 0.39%, to close at 1,220.26. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.